A street of the Iraqi capital is blood-soaked after a bomb explosion ripped through a busy commercial area of Karada neighborhood in central Baghdad. Several people died in the blast, and candles were lit in honor of the victims several hours later.
Breaches of security in Baghdad and other cities are aimed at disrupting the election process.
Karada is not the only neighborhood in Baghdad that was targeted by militants. The predominantly Shia area, Sadr City, also in Baghdad, was attacked, leaving several dead. The city of Shula in western Baghdad was attacked as well when an IED exploded. The attack left several wounded. Also in Shab in northeastern Baghdad, several were killed when a car bomb blasted through the area. It is strongly believed that members of the ISIL are targeting districts of Baghdad in order to hamper with the parliamentary elections scheduled to take place in less than 2 weeks. Many also believe that the violence is directly associated with the fighting taking place in the Anbar province. Iraqi MP Abbas Bayati told us that the violence and explosions will calm down when the army takes control of Anbar.
The ISIL is trying to grab land on the ground by they can't. They have received heavy blows from the army in areas like Mosul and Fallujah.
Iraq has seen a devastating year, with official reports claiming at least 2,700 people have died this year alone. Iraqis say they hope by going to the polls on April 30th, they and their children will have a safer future. Officials, including Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, have lashed out at foreign countries, blaming them for the violence which is ravaging the country. Maliki has singled out Saudi Arabia and Qatar, demanding Riyadh and Doha stop funding terror groups in Iraq. Serena Shim, Press TV, Baghdad.